Well, hello and welcome to the Voices of Courage show. I'm Ken D. Foster. I am your host, and I'm so glad you're here today. I have a very special show for you today and a guest that's been on my show several times. In fact, he may have had the record for this. I don't, there's so many people, beautiful souls that I've had on the show, but every now and then there's one that stands out. Today, we're going to be talking about a subject near and dear to my heart. We're going to be talking about wealth. We're going to be talking about your money. We're going to talk about your happiness. And we're going to be talking about letting go of really thoughts of lack or limitation or competition, those old ways of thinking that definitely don't serve humanity as they did in the past, right? We're looking for people and organizations to be able to shift their consciousness, to up-level themselves, to get into a space where they are connecting with the flow of life, where life is flowing in them and through them and around them, and where they're moving from the material to the immaterial, from the visible to the invisible, from that place where we can start to manifest wealth in ways that are uncommon to most. So if this intrigues you, if this is something you've been thinking about, how does this really work? Well, this is the show that's going to give you some more insights into that. So I hope you'll stay tuned through the whole show, and I hope you'll also share this show with people that you love, that we change the world by changing ourselves, and then we change it by offering our changes to others, helping uplift other people, being of service to other people. So when you listen to a show like this, you can be of service to others by just letting them know about the Voices of Courage show and maybe even sharing this particular show with them. I'm going to take a break, but when I come back, I'm going to introduce my guest, and you're going to be so happy you stayed tuned today. You tuned in today and stayed tuned today.
Are you over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days? I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. Call now for this free book on maximizing your income in retirement, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from leading financial firm J.D. Melberg. That's right, free. This book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known truths we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity, and it's free.
Call 800-615-2282.
As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report. We researched numerous products and summarized rates and benefits of annuities, all from SILAC Insurance Company.
Call 800-615-2282. That's 800-615-2282.
Call now.
Do you listen to the TV on high volume or have trouble hearing conversations? Then you would benefit from hearing aids. Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $299 a pair. Don't be fooled by higher-priced hearing aids. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology, many customers say is superior to more expensive models. Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $299. Plus, we'll add in a portable charging dock and ship your order absolutely free. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $299. So call now.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. We're talking with my special guest, Ken Honda. Ken, welcome back to the show again. It's so good to
hello,
have you.
Hello, Ken. It's such a pleasure to be invited back. That means that you didn't like me.
No, I didn't like you. That's why I invited you back. I only invite people I don't like, that because I want to get to like them, see?
So happy to be back.
That's great to have you. Yes. You know, Ken, there's a lot of fear in the world today. And, you know, there's a lot of people worried about the economy, worried about their health, worried about how they're going to get, you know, how if the economy's, you know, collapse, or, you know, there's talks of recession again and again. You know, there's a consciousness around this lack and limitation. And there's also a consciousness about of abundance. Let's talk about this consciousness of lack first, and then maybe if we have time before the break, we'll switch over to the consciousness of wealth and abundance. So I'd like to get your take on both of those.
Yeah, so over the few centuries, we've been just brainwashed that we don't have enough. That's why we fought another war. We kept fighting war, still going on, because we feel like we have to get more in order to survive. But this feeling that we don't have enough is so deeply rooted in our instinct that probably it'll go back to this caveman age, or I should say cave person age. We used to feel in fear, feeling lots of fear. We didn't have enough food on the table. So when we also didn't know when our next food will come out, and then we're always in a constant fear of starvation. So, and I think right now we don't really go into starvation, but still this fear of not being able to eat or bring food on the table is so big. So even though we are very well fed, still this fear makes us do crazy things and makes us worry about things. But this is our survival instinct. So really, really have to understand what's going on our inside. Otherwise, this worry about money and the future and the food will just torment us. And most of us keep worrying no matter what. So even though some of us are financially comfortable, so it's not realistic that we will have no food on the table, but still, what if this happens? What if this happens? And this domino worries, will just keep just falling down. So one day something bad could happen. So we're just hoping and praying that something bad will never happen to me. But that thing is really putting our focus on the worries that we might have in the future.
But you know, it's really interesting because we were talking about worries. I was just working with a client earlier today on his habit of worrying, right? And you know, I think this is a challenge for people that really want to create wealth and create abundance, because if you worry, you can't really be in worry and courage at the same time. You can't be in worry and faith at the same time. So you know, with your and you know, it's amazing. You've written you know, we talked about this. You've written almost 200 books, you know, and you've helped people. We've had you on the show with Happy Money and several, some of the other books that you've written, and you've talked about, the wealth consciousness, right? How do we shift into wealth consciousness instead of this fear and lack consciousness?
So it's like breathing, when we breathe in air, we don't worry that can we breathe. If I breathe out, can I have another air to breathe in? We don't worry about it. We just do it automatically. So for some of us who are struggling and worrying, it's almost like if I just breathe out, somebody please make sure that I can breathe in another air. But financially comfortable people don't worry about a daily money out and daily money in. Almost like they don't worry about breathing in and breathing out. But since people have these worries about making both ends meet, and some of that is so habitual, so we worry about money and future constantly. So as long as we just stay on the worry, we will look at worries. So we have to start looking at the future, and we should be connected to the future with lots of happy things happening in our life. What if, instead of what if this goes wrong, what if this goes well, and if these things keep going to the direction and snowball, in 5 years, wow, I may be financially independent. When you feel this excitement instead of worries, because fear and worries, there are the fear and excitement are the both sides of the coin. So either you take the fear part or the excitement part, your life will be completely different. You have to focus on what's possible and what's exciting for you. Otherwise, this negative future will just pull you in, suck you in. That's when worry happens. But when we are connected with beautiful future, it gives you lots of excitement, like your road trip you're talking about, Ken. You know, some people may worry about your road trip, but you're more excited about the road trip because you know something great is going to happen.
Well, I do. And what Ken Honda is referring to is I'm doing a ride from San Francisco down to San Diego, cycling. I'm on a bike with 130 other athletes. And we're raising money and awareness for the Challenge Athlete Foundation, who helps children with that have lost limbs to get prosthetics so that they can compete with their peers. Right. So, you know, there was some trepidation when I first did that. I think you make a good point. And it was, was I going to be able to really contribute and really raise the money that my goal was to raise the money? I didn't have too much trepidation about the bike ride because I'm an athlete. But, you know, it did stretch me in ways. I think that was a little ignorant, but, you know, stretched me in ways. But listen, you know, it's interesting because, you know, a lot of people, my audience has heard the message many times. Focus on your dream. Focus on, you know, the abundance of it. You know, go in that direction. And yet I know there's a lot of people struggling with that still. Why do people struggle with that, Ken?
It's almost like our addiction. I think we are addicted to worrying. You know, instead of just feeling that something will go well, we want to almost punish ourselves by just constantly worry about things. Because deep within, we feel worrying about the future will just make sure that we are okay. So the funny thing is, by keep worrying about the future, we are making sure that we'll be taken care of. But, you know, let's just imagine if you are just happy thinking, and then imagine 20,000 years ago, this happy guy just walks out and just, okay, I'm just want to walk for a change. I think this type of person was definitely destined to be eaten by predators. But now, even if you go positive, you're not going to be eaten up by predators on the street. But still, we worry that if we just think positive or careless, we'll be eaten by predators.
That's interesting. Okay, I love that. Well, listen, I'm going to take a quick break. I mean, really quick now. And when we come back, I want to talk to you a little bit about how we integrate the consciousness of wealth into our daily lives. So we will be right back.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
Are you being audited and do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, do not call the IRS alone. Call a tax doctor now.
Whether you're an active person that wants extra supplemental movement, maybe you want to keep your legs active while you work, or you wish to support your therapy at home, or you just want to build strength, increase your mobility, flexibility, and boost your circulation, Ellipse was made for you. Power-assisted exercise that frees your mind to enjoy your favorite seated activities. Just plug it in, place your feet, select your speed, and relax. Ellipse does all the work for you. Call now and order Ellipse.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is Ken D. Foster, and I'm speaking with best-selling author Ken Honda. And by the way, for those of you that don't know Ken Honda, as I mentioned, he's written over 200 books. He's also some of my favorites. One of my favorite books is The Happy Money, The Japanese Art of Making Peace with Your Money. He's also, he's a financial expert. He comes from a background of owning and managing several businesses, including an accounting company, management consulting company, and venture capital corporation. So he's well established in what he's talking about today. So let's talk about the integration of our conscious practices around the art of generating wealth. Mm-hmm. Ken? All yours.
Yeah. So I once wrote a national bestseller in Japan. It's called Do What You Love and Make Sure Money Follow You. A lot of people do the first half, do what they love. So if you don't have any asset and if you're not born into a Rockefeller family, you have to just do it on your own. And then oftentimes we have to use sweat equity, we have to use our body, use our intelligence to generate money. And the best way is to use your gift. You may be good at speaking, you may be good at listening, you may be good at connecting people, you may be good at something, cooking, counseling, coaching, and whatever you're good at, you have to do more. And if you're struggling financially, you have to change your jobs to the one that rewards you more. So by using your gift, by using your gift and do what you love and what you're good at, you will get paid more. And then if you just keep moving on to the right place where you can shine, you probably feel like you're not, you don't feel like you're working because you're just, whatever you do brings you joy and money. And once you are super good at what you do in your field, there will be a long line of clients and customers who want to do business with you. And once that happens, you don't have to worry about charging people because you can charge any price. Your customers and clients want you so badly. But you have to start from somewhere. You may start from zero, but then you find a job that you can use your gift a little bit. And then to the next, then to the next. And money problem, there are only two problems. You're making too little or making too much, spending too much. So you have to make more money by doing what you love, and you have to spend less money by asking you, am I going to die today if I don't buy it now? So oftentimes, financially challenged people, they spend too much money on something that they don't even use. So ask yourself, am I going to die today, die tomorrow if I don't buy today? And oftentimes, you don't have to buy it. And so you can buy whatever you want after you achieve financial independence. So you have to start spending less and focus on spending more, earning more. By earning more, spending less, there will be a little difference. And then you can probably feel, finally, you can breathe. And then you can probably focus more on abundance mentality, because the more you do what you love, the more people say thank you. They appreciate you. You feel validated. And then this good cycle of appreciation and being appreciated, you appreciate your customers and clients more. And this cycle will generate more money to you. And then if you start saving enough money, you can start investing in yourself or investing in stocks and other things. But once again, I have to focus do what you love, do what you're good at, and that will open new doors for you.
Ken, in 2022, three scientists were given the Nobel Peace Prize for entanglement theory. Entanglement theory basically says that an event is happening here and somewhere else in the universe. It's happening also, but you know, they can be miles, they can be universes apart, and everything is connected, right? So one of the things that I think is connected is money and service. And one of the things that I'd like to tell the audience, because I think you can prove that, you know, your first book that you went out and you printed up and you gave them away, right? How many books did you give away? Well, you tell the story, because I think that's all connected with how everything is connected and how money flows. Let's talk about that.
Right. So before I became an author, I didn't even think that I'll become an author, but I just shared what I've written with my friends for just a few booklets per day. I copied them and then gave away. But I one time I asked this printer to print 1,000. Instead of 1,000, he said 3,000 is cheaper. So I ordered 3,000 copies of my booklets. That was a lot of books. And then I had to get rid of them by giving away. And a lot of people wanted more. So I printed another 3,000, another 5,000. So by the time I gave away 100,000 copies for free, a publisher called me. So I strongly believe what you give, you will get back. So you have to start giving, though. Unless you give, you cannot receive. That seems to be the law of the universe. So you are willing to take one more step, go extra mile to be in service. And the more passion and more love that you have for other people, people will feel it and people will respond. So you have to almost like pour water. And people say, when? Till it'll just come back to you. So please just keep giving. And I think you have to do what you love. Otherwise, you just get tired of it or just you get bored.
Well, a lot of people don't think there's money in what they love, right? Mm-hmm. They think that, you know, you addressed that a little bit, but a lot of people think, you know, I would love to be a painter, but there's no money in painting. Or I would love to be a speaker. There's no money in speaking. I'd like to be an author. There's no money in authors. Only the top 3% make any money. You know, they have these mindsets, right? What do you say to that?
You know, it's partially true, but for those people who are making a lot of money, for like Mick Jagger, for Justin Bieber, singing is bringing a lot of money. So, you know, for some people, what they think it's reality, it is. So when you think singing bring you a lot of money, singing will. And if you think singing will not bring in a lot of money, singing will not. So, and I think even if you become a lawyer, it's the same thing. If you are lousy, you don't get any clients. And then if you are a salesperson, if you're not good at selling, you can bring in a lot of money too. So it's the same with any occupation. So you have to set up a system. You know, if you're a doctor, lawyer, accountant, or shop owner, the same. You have to be enthusiastic about your work. And then you have to be good at what you do. And so that what I'm saying is anybody can make a living by just doing what they love. You have to be smart enough to have a system set up so enough people will support you. These days, you only need 300 people from the world to support you. If 300 people start sending you $50, that'll be $15,000 a month. I think that's enough to live, unless you live in New York or LA. So you need only 300 people who are willing to support you financially and emotionally. So you don't have to become a billionaire by doing that. But I think doing what you love could really work.
Well, I just love what you just said, because, you know, there's almost 8 billion people on the planet. So there's got to be 300 people that would probably resonate with your giving, your service, your passion, your purpose, right? And, you know, I think it's funny because, like I said, you know, a lot of people are worried, you know, are concerned, and we addressed worry earlier in the segment, but they're concerned that they don't have what it takes. Their passion, for some reason, isn't going to be the one that makes any money. And, of course, you address that. If you believe that, that's probably going to be true for you. It's self-inflicting prophecy, for better or for worse. So, Ken, let's talk about, I want to shift a little bit here, and I want to shift into you and your next books. And, you know, what are you writing about right now, and why is it important to you to write the stories that you're bringing out now?
So my next book will come out from Hay House in May 24. It's called Nine Letters from a Millionaire. It's about a 20-year-old boy who receives a package of letters from his deceased grandfather. And in the letter, the grandfather says, grandson, I'm sorry, I donated all the money to charity, so you're not going to get a penny from me, but instead, you're going to get nine letters. And each letter has a title, synchronicity, decision, action, and work, and money. And then when he opens up a new letter after one another, he gets guided to the next city, a next event. And this chain of events will just guide him through happiness. And in each letter, this grandfather talks about money in his own experience. It's almost like a dialogue with his past grandfather who just passed away. So by writing this book, I want people to know that not to worry about the thing that's happening right in front of you. The negative thing that happens today may lead you to something very, very beautiful. So don't be overjoyed by what's happening now. Don't be over-depressed by what's happening now. Because by connecting dots, you may be able to see the whole picture. If you're over 35 or 40 years old, you know what I'm talking about. And if you're over 60, you will probably agree with me, because all the dots in your life have been guiding you now. And then if you're happy, you know all the negative things that happened in your life were necessary for you to learn about happiness.
Yeah, you know, I love that. And, you know, I'm going to take a break, but when I come back, and what I want to ask you, you can think about it. What would your wise self today like to tell your younger version of yourself? Let's say when you were like 17, 18, 19 years old, that you know today that you didn't know then, what would you tell that younger self? I'm going to be right back, and we will find out that answer when we get back.
All right.
All right. Thank you so much, Ken Honda. And thank you so much for being here on this show. Again and again, I can't tell you how much it's meant to me, and I know so many of my audience participants. So thank you again, Ken.
Thank you. I'll be there when you want me. So thank you.
Awesome. Well, you got a new book coming out. We're going to have you back on, I hope. You know, we'd love to invite you to have on.
Thank you.
Okay. We'll see you, everybody. And everybody, thank you so much for joining us. Take care. Well, hello and welcome to the Voices of Courage show. I'm Ken D. Foster. I am your host, and I'm so glad you're here today. I have a very special show for you today and a guest that's been on my show several times. In fact, he may have the record for this. There's so many people, beautiful souls that I've had on the show, but every now and then there's one that stands out. Today, we're going to be talking about a subject near and dear to my heart. We're going to be talking about wealth. We're going to be talking about your money. We're going to talk about your happiness. And we're going to be talking about letting go of really thoughts of lack or limitation or competition, those old ways of thinking that definitely don't serve humanity as they did in the past, right? We're looking for, you know, people and organizations to be able to shift their consciousness, to up-level themselves, to get into a space where they are connecting with the flow of life, where life is flowing in them and through them and around them, and where they're moving from the material to the immaterial, from the visible to the invisible, from that place where we can start to manifest wealth in ways that are uncommon to most. So if this intrigues you, if this is something you've been thinking about, you know, how does this really work? Well, this is the show that's going to give you some more insights into that. So I hope you'll stay tuned through the whole show. And I hope you'll also share this show with people that you love, that you know, we change the world by changing ourselves, and then we change it by offering our changes to others and helping uplift other people, being of service to other people. So when you listen to a show like this, you can be of service to others by just letting them know about the Voices of Courage show and maybe even sharing this particular show with them. I'm going to take a break, but when I come back, I'm going to introduce my guest, and you're going to be so happy you stayed tuned today. You tuned in today and stayed tuned today.
Are you over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days? I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. Call now for this free book on maximizing your income in retirement, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from leading financial firm J.D. Mellberg. That's right, free. This book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known truths we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity, and it's free.
Call 800-615-2282.
As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report. We researched numerous products and summarized rates and benefits of annuities, all from SILAC Insurance Company.
Call 800-615-2282. That's 800-615-2282.
Call now.
Do you listen to the TV on high volume or have trouble hearing conversations? Then you would benefit from hearing aids. Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $299 a pair. Don't be fooled by higher-priced hearing aids. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology, many customers say is superior to more expensive models. Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $299. Plus, we'll add in a portable charging dock and ship your order absolutely free. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $299. So call now.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
Stop whitening your smile the old-fashioned way with strips and trays that can take 30 minutes to an hour. I'm Jonathan Greenhut, the CEO of PowerSwabs. When I met Dr. Gineker and he introduced me to PowerSwabs and I saw how effective they were and how easy they were to use, I knew we had to share it with the world. PowerSwabs was clinically studied to whiten natural teeth as well as stain caps, crowns, and veneers. It's so effective, it works on stains caused by coffee, tea, red wine, and even smoking. For those of you who have that one stained tooth, Power Swabs can target that area using swab precision.
I was actually able to take the swab and really get through some of those areas that are kind of like untreated. I can immediately see the shades getting brighter and brighter, or whiter and whiter.
Order Power Swabs and receive up to 50% off the retail price. And as an added bonus, get a free quick stick pen with your order. Dial the number on your screen or visit powerswabs.com today.
Are you being audited? And do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate your tax bill and reduce your stress. The IRS can freeze your assets and seize your bank accounts, but you can stop these IRS actions. The Tax Doctor will work with you using our years of experience to represent your case to help you get the best resolution under the IRS guidelines. Help is here to deal with the IRS to reduce your stress. We've handled thousands of cases, so we know what we're doing. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, do not call the IRS alone. Call a Tax Doctor now for a tax emergency analysis.
Everybody wants cheap airfare, but where do you find it? You call low-cost airlines. They specialize in cheap flights, discount hotel rooms, cheap car rental rates, and with the best price guarantee. If you want the lowest prices on your airline tickets or other travel services, call now. That's right, call. That's the only way to get these rates. Experts are standing by 24/7 to get you the cheapest airfare and hotel rates available. So don't wait. Call now.
Hi everyone watching at home. We're here to remind you that if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have live agents available right now to answer your questions and tell you how much your case is potentially worth. Hi, I'm Gina Belich here with spokesman and TV personality Tom Mustin with us in the Help Center. So Tom, phones are really busy over there. Tell us what kind of calls you're seeing.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me here in the call center with you. We always enjoy talking to the viewers and getting folks the compensation that they deserve. You know, we're seeing calls about all kinds of accidents, but the most common by far has been car accidents. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, give us a call right now. You'll speak with a live person. They'll answer any questions you have and tell you if you have a case and how much your case is potentially worth.
Thanks, Tom. All right, folks at home, you heard it. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now.
Whether you're an active person that wants extra supplemental movement, maybe you want to keep your legs active while you work, or you wish to support your therapy at home, or you just want to build strength, increase your mobility, flexibility, and boost your circulation, Ellipse was made for you. Power-assisted exercise that frees your mind to enjoy your favorite seated activities. Just plug it in, place your feet, select your speed, and relax. Ellipse does all the work for you. Call now and order Ellipse.
Welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. I'm talking with best-selling author Ken Honda. It's early morning for Ken in Japan. And what city are you calling in from, Ken?
Right now, I'm in Tokyo.
In Tokyo. Okay.
Yes, in the future.
I love that. I love that our calls are international. And it just makes it exciting for everybody. Hey, listen, so let's answer that question about your older self talking to your younger self. I think that would be good.
Right. I think I'll probably tell him that don't worry about your future. You know, I cannot really tell you in details, but your life will be great. That's what I was supposed to say.
Well, you know, it's interesting because, you know, I think that would be good advice. It'd be my advice too to myself, right? And, you know, but when we're younger, we tend to think that we're pushing everything, we're moving everything, it's all happening. Do you think there's more of a plan, more of kind of almost a universal plan for our lives that seems to unfold? Or what's your philosophy around that?
Yeah, I think, you know, I've been wondering about this free will thing. You know, do we have a free will to choose one from the other. And I think we do. But, you know, from my experiences, the things I really, really wanted to do didn't really come true. And the funny thing is the things I never expected will just keep unfolding. Like I wanted to become a politician to be able to serve, you know, other people. But it didn't happen. The doors kept closing on me. So I didn't have the opportunity. So I was not destined to go for the direction. But in the same passion that I have for other people, you know, I wanted to be in service. I became a writer and a speaker. And without thinking much, the doors sort of automatically, it kept opening up. So I was almost guided through this journey. I didn't push it. You know, I was almost ushered in to the door and the door and the door. And then this new opportunity, and then especially the opportunity to be able to teach in English is happening right now. I'm talking to a bigger stage on internationally, you know, in Europe, America, Australia, India, and Africa, and in Arabic countries. So the things you want to push may not happen. So I thought now I might as well just be open to new possibilities and just follow where the doors open. And then that seems to be more fun.
It does seem to be more fun. I recently started a network, a TV network, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, and it was interesting. It came to me about a year ago, and, you know, I thought about it and thought about it, but it just kept popping back up. I was like, all right, maybe this is the right path. I'll go ahead and... And all of a sudden, all these shows are coming into the network, right? You know, and it's, I haven't done a lot of efforting around it. Mm-hmm. I remember you have your new book coming out with Hay House. So I had an opportunity to interview Louise Hay before she passed. And Louise invited me up to her penthouse, and I went up the elevator, and it was as soon as I opened the doors open, her home is this beautiful pale yellow, and it's very Zen, you know, statues of the Buddha, you know, beautiful flowers, beautiful pictures, very Zen. And she's just a beautiful soul. And I sat down and I asked her a question. I'll never forget this one question. I asked her a lot of questions, but this is the one that stood out for me. I asked her, Louise, tell me about your goals. How do you set goals? And she said, she kind of looked at me puzzled, like, goals? Mm-hmm. She says, no, I've never set a goal in my life. Mm. I said, really? She says, no, I don't set goals. She says, I set intention, you know, and I bring in, you know, and come to me, the people, the places, the things, they start coming in with strong intention, and, you know, and I manifest that. And I went, oh, is that how your life has been? Do you experience that too? Or do you set big goals and, you know, and go that way? Or, you know, I don't know if there's a right or wrong way. I'm just wondering which way is the way you go.
Yeah, I think there are two kinds of people, goal-oriented people and also go with the flow. And both seems to be working. So I tend to go with the flow. And when I stagnate, I try to set goals. So it's almost like a yacht and a boat. You know, I'm on the yacht mode when there is a lot of wind. And when wind stops, I use the engine. So I'm sort of like a hybrid now.
I'm so glad I asked you that question. Okay, well, listen, I'm going to take another quick break when we come back. What I'd like to do is take a little delve more into, first of all, I'm going to tell people, why don't we do this right now before I take a break? Tell people how to get a hold of you, Ken.
Okay, so you can find all the information about me at kenhonda.com, K-E-N, Honda as in a car, kenhonda.com. You can find a lot of free information there.
Okay, great. All right, so when we come back, we're going to take a little deeper dive into the consciousness of Ken Honda, and we're going to have some fun. So we'll be right back.
Are you being audited, and do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate your tax bill and reduce your stress. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, do not call the IRS alone. Call a Tax Doctor now for a tax emergency analysis.
This right here is confidence in a bottle.
Makes me feel so much more confident than I've ever felt in my life.
They are some of the hottest videos on social media. Those videos claiming to instantly get rid of bags under your eyes. Annette Figueroa is here to tell us why she says this one is for real.
This one is for real, and I'm so excited. Not only does it work on the bags, it works on the appearance of crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles. We even have a video, and all he uses is a small amount, and that's how easy it is. And I did this to my father. We were at home. 4 minutes, 34 seconds, completely gone.
My real true opinion is holy words I can't say on camera. This is absolutely unbelievable. I mean, I could feel it just lifting my skin. It was amazing. It feels good. Feels great. Looks even better.
At our $14.95 price, it's the best way to try Plexaderm and see it work after your first application. Call the number on your screen.
Call 800-830-1358.
Everybody wants cheap airfare, but where do you find it? You call low-cost airlines. They specialize in cheap flights, discount hotel rooms, cheap car rental rates, and with the best price guarantee. If you want the lowest prices on your airline tickets or other travel services, call now. That's right, call. That's the only way to get these rates. Experts are standing by 24/7 to get you the cheapest airfare and hotel rates available. So don't wait. Call now.
Whether you're an active person that wants extra supplemental movement, maybe you want to keep your legs active while you work, or you wish to support your therapy at home, or you just want to build strength, increase your mobility, flexibility, and boost your circulation, Ellipse was made for you. Power-assisted exercise that frees your mind to enjoy your favorite seated activities. Just plug it in, place your feet, select your speed, and relax. Ellipse does all the work for you. Call now and order Ellipse.
Are you over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days? I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. Call now for this free book on maximizing your income in retirement. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers from leading financial firm J.D. Melberg. That's right, free. This book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known truths we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity, and it's free.
Call 800-615-2282.
As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report. We researched numerous products and summarized rates and benefits of annuities, all from SILAC Insurance Company.
Call 800-615-2282. That's 800-615-2282.
Call now.
Do you listen to the TV on high volume or have trouble hearing conversations? Then you would benefit from hearing aids. Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $299 a pair. Don't be fooled by higher-priced hearing aids. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology many customers say is superior to more expensive models. Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $299. Plus, we'll add in a portable charging dock and ship your order absolutely free. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $299. So call now.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
Well, welcome back. This is Ken D. Foster. And before I bring Ken Honda back on, I just want to thank you for listening to this amazing interview, and also all the Voices of Courage shows that we have. You can find out all of our shows at voicesofcourage.us. Of course, you can always tell Alexa, Cortana, or Siri to play Voices of Courage podcast. It'll come right up for you. Of course, you can always Google us too. You know, I hope you will pass on our shows to those that you love, because what what our mission is really to uplift, to inspire you into your own greatness. Every one of us has greatness within us. And sometimes we just need that little extra push, that little extra inspiration, that little extra wisdom that we connect to help take us to the next level. So I hope you'll pass it on. And also, you know, I have a special gift for those of you that are struggling with, you know, maybe you have chronic patterns of not being able to create money. You have patterns that you have the wrong relationships. You have chronic patterns. You don't have the right health. Listen, I have a process on my website that I give away for free. It's called the Release Process. If you go to kendfoster.com, you can get the Release Process. There's no fee. It's something I give away. Might take you a couple hours to do it, but what's going to happen is you're going to be able to take a little dive into the subconscious mind, make conscious choice of what to release and let go of, and then rise back up to the surface, more empowered, more energized, and you're going to be able to make really wise choices from a clear place. All right. I'm going to get back to my guest now. Ken DeHonda is joining us. Ken, hello. Again, it's so good to have you here, my friend.
Thank you, Ken. I'm always very excited to be on your show. And now when I'm listening to the you know, commercial time, I get so nervous and excited at the same time.
You know, isn't that interesting? You've been speaking all over the world for a long time, and you know, and you still get that little excitement, that little like, oh, what's next? What is that about anyway?
I'm shy. So last time I was in Singapore, you know, the event with Robert Kiyosaki. And by the time the people yell, Ken Honda is here. And then I feel like going out the door from the back. And then I said to the guy, I want to go home. And he said, no, you have to go on the stage. So I feel shy. So whenever I have this shyness, you know, I have to say, okay, calm down. Go on and just, you know, change the world. Yeah. So I always struggle.
I know that place. When I remember as a child, they'd call me to the front of the room in the schoolhouse, and I would literally shake before I spoke. I just was so shy. And you know, a lot of people helped me along the way to overcome that shyness. But, you know, there's still times when I feel that same thing. I still feel that little shaking. Of course, I don't define it anymore as nervousness. I define it as excitement because it's the same energy. You
know? Right. But I kind of enjoy both because nervousness makes me very humble.
Yeah. You know, there's a definition of humility, which says that it's the ability to see reality clearly. And I really like that. You know, I think you're a guy that seems to see reality on reality's terms in a clear way. Would you agree with that or no?
I try to look at what's happening right now in front of me. But I always also have to remind myself what I see is only one-sided view. So I always try to look at like four different cameras. Otherwise, I could be one-sided. The other side may have a different view.
Yeah, I love that. You know, my coaching over the last 28 years, one of the things I always, you know, many people see two sides. Like it's either black or white. It's this way or that way, up or down. And I always say, well, what's the third choice? What's the fourth choice? What's the fifth choice? You have many, many points of view, like you just said. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Ken, you've created a lot of wealth and helped a lot of people create wealth. Mm-hmm. You know, some people have resistance to generating wealth. What, in your opinion, what has that resistance been about?
I think this has to do with shyness and guilt. Because we are so good at giving help to other people. But when it comes to receiving, we feel so shy or we are almost embarrassed to receive. So we are not good at asking for help. But in order to receive wealth, you have to be in the cycle of receiving and giving. You know, this is a cycle. So unless we receive, you know, money, we cannot give. So if you just feel like I'm just receiving this money for myself, you feel selfish.
Yeah.
But if you feel like you're receiving this for other people too, then it might justify, it might give you certain justification to receive it. So you have to just let go of your shyness and guilt in order to receive fully.
You know, I met a monk one time, and he, I noticed that, you know, people would all want to be around him, see him, you know, pronam to him, be around him. And I asked him, I said, you know, how do you receive all that? And he says, oh, I just give all the glory to God. I don't take it on myself. I don't need my ego to be boosted, right? I just give it back, you know, and it flows. It's just a flow. Comes into me and I flow it back out. Comes in, flows out. I like that a lot. I think a lot of people have a difficulty receiving, right?
Yes,
and I think there's another aspect to receiving. I think sometimes you have to ask. You have to ask for it. You know, it just doesn't like, you know, well, I'm open to receive. Well, okay. But, you know, like I did this fundraiser, right? And, you know, I was hoping in the beginning, wow, I'd be nice if I just received some money for that, the athletes, the challenged athletes. But, you know, inside I know better, right? So I set my intention to receive. But, you know, I went out and asked for donations for the organization, right? Created emails, created campaigns, right? You know, the money comes in. So there's a part of us we have to ask for. What do you think?
You know, unless we ask, we never know that that we are in trouble. So if you're a single mom, all you have to do is ask your neighbors, ask your relatives, ask your friends for help. And we are so busy, preoccupied with what's going on in our life, so we don't have enough space to understand if somebody needs our help or not. But if somebody is asking for help, we recognize that, and then oftentimes we are able to give them support. So unless you just wave, you know, I need your help, we never notice. So a lot of people feel so fearful and so ashamed for asking one. So I think you have to feel vulnerable to be able to ask. And then this is a cycle of wealth, you know, by receiving and by giving, you complete the cycle.
I love that. Well, listen, I can't believe it. We're out of time. So any last words of wisdom to the audience today?
Thank you. Once again, I just want to appreciate you, Ken, for being who you are. You're such an amazing person. That's why your show is so popular. So I'm sending lots of happy money energy to you and all the blessings to all the viewers. So have a beautiful life and enjoy your ride, Ken. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ken Honda. And thank you so much for being here on this show again and again. I can't tell you how much it's meant to me, and I know so many of my audience participants. So thank you again, Ken.
Thank you. I'll be there when you want me. So thank you.
Awesome. Well, you got a new book coming out. We're going to have you back on, I hope. You know, we'd love to invite you to have on.
Thank you.
Okay. We'll see you, everybody. And everybody, thank you so much for joining us. Take care.